Yo. Oh boy. It's 9:56 a.m. and I'm gonna get up. So here we are. I'm in Montreal. This is the first international episode. How about that? Oh man, I love this fucking place. Montreal's fucking cool. I used to think it was stupid that they spoke French here, but it's fucking cool. Because it is like you're far away and you're not far. Well, I'm not. I mean, for me, it's not far away. I mean, Montreal's pretty close. It's like a fucking 6 hour, 7 hour drive from New York City. It's like an hour flight, hour and a half flight. So it's like. But it's like you're in fucking Europe, because these people are speaking French. All the buildings and shit, it's like looks like Europe. I don't know. People here are chill too. It's fucking cool. Last night was fun. Good shows. You know, it's like festival, so it's fun. You see all these people you haven't seen and friends that are here. Everybody's having a good time. Oh, so. And today is my Canadian television taping. It's not my debut because it's not on yet, I guess. But I don't know when it's on. But I'll find out. I think some of you people live in Canada, maybe a couple. But man, it's funny because I had to do this set that I'm going to do tonight. I had to do last night at this club. In front of some festival person for them to make sure that the timing was right and that I don't know that they like the set. They only seen it in a transcript. Anyway, so I did the set, this club, and there's these other people that are taping on the same show that I'm taping. They're doing the same, you know, also running this set, but they're Canadians. And they're like all nervous and excited. Oh, come on. Oh yeah, we're gonna be on the whatever. And it's just like it's not this because it's like this is the shit, the channel that they this is gonna be on their comedy channel, which is like big deal to them. That's what they watch. Their parents will see it. It'll be a thing. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess it's I'm gonna be on Canadian television. Woohoo, big fucking deal. It is kind of cool though. It's like I can't brag about it to my friends, but it is a big fucking deal. Not a big fucking deal. It's cool. I wouldn't say big fucking deal. I'll take that back. It's cool. All right. Enough about my show business bullshit. I mean, I think it would be worse if I was talking about my show business bullshit and I was really successful, and I had a bunch of like, you know, if I was, I don't want to name names, but some of those people do that. I know people that are successful in show business and then they talk about their shit, and it's like, when I am famous, and I still if I'll probably do the show if I am famous, because then people will listen to it, and I don't care if it's I won't even apologize that it's not good, and I'll make it back if it gets good, and then I get if this gets good and I'm famous, then I'll make it bad again because I'll be like fuck it, I'm not putting work into this, fuck you, but if that happens, I won't be just like. Let me tell you about all the fucking cool showbiz shit. I wouldn't do that. I just do it now because it's like there's not a lot. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm babbling. Let's do the news. What do we got? Maybe I should do Canadian news, but this is like kind of all over the place because they have stuff from like. There's always Australian shit in it. Let's see. No, I watched. I saw Jimmy Carr do a set on the Nasty Show here. That was really fun. That dude's funny as shit. He's English. Let's see. Here we go. Officers kill man with no active warrants in wrong house. Oof. Well, that's a problem. Where did this happen? Mississippi, looks like. MS. It's Mississippi, right? Oof. All right. Well, that's really bad. Oh, I just got a text. My friend Mike Kaplan. You know Mike Kaplan? He's a very funny comedian. He wants to get breakfast, so I gotta hurry this shit up. Let's see. Transgender people can't serve U.S. Army. What the fuck is this? I don't understand. Oh, this is Trump tweeting. What's wrong with this motherfucker? I didn't want to get in this Trump shit. I'll say this. Any fucking dipshit that tweets about fucking what he's going to do as president instead of fucking talking like a fucking man or person. Doesn't matter, he's a man. But talk like a fucking person. And then the transgender people can't serve. Fuck you. Someone wants to serve in the army. What the fuck, dude? Motherfucker. I can't even pull like good points. This is why I can't debate. Cause I'm just, that's my response. Fuck you, motherfucker. Because as what do you need? What am I gonna sit here? I'm not gonna give you. You're giving me bullshit. You get bullshit back. You're just like, transgender people can't. Fuck you. That's the response. If you're not going to give me anything, you know, it's not like we need to raise taxes in order to pay for this, or we need to lower taxes because then rich people have more money and then they hire more people. And then if we lower the minimum wage, they'll hire even more people because they don't have to pay them money. Now, the poor people won't have any money, but they'll die. But it'll keep the economy. That's like, you know, and then it's still kind of maybe actually. Then you'd be like, no. Listen, you see, if you raise taxes slightly for these people, then that will. And if you raise, and then these poor people will have more. You can. You know, there's points, but that's like because there's a conversation. It's not a fucking tweet. I don't know if you're a Trump supporter, still, like if you ever were, I don't get it. I don't get it. But if you still are, dude, I even more don't get it. Just don't. I mean, I think it's weird. 37% of America. Oh man. I'd like to stay up here. I'd love to stay up here. I would become a Canadian. I don't think I can. I don't think they'll let me. You know, as much as you know, I don't think their immigration's so easy up here. You know, talking about all the immigration in America. I don't know how easy it is for me to be an immigrant here in Canada. I don't know. Although I've never tried. I mean, I've just lightly Googled and asked a couple of Canadians. So I think the barrier to entry's got to be a little higher. I think if I just stayed here, like I'm in the country, right? I got in. If I just stayed here, I could maybe figure it out. But I don't know how easy it is. I just hate this guy. Trump, stupid face. Not that looks have anything to do with it, but physical appearance doesn't have anything to do with it, but he chooses to fucking put that goddamn bronzer on. And it looks stupid. But that's not why he stinks. You know? If you put the bronzer on and he was chill, and people made fun of the bronzer, I'd be like, yeah. He doesn't like the fucking gray, scaly, you know, skin that he has. I'm assuming his skin must look horrid. Anyway, let's do something else. Facebook worker living in garage to Zuckerberg. Challenges are right outside your door. What? I don't know what that is. I just saw Facebook and then I read the headline. I don't know what the fuck it means. And I'm not going to read it. New distracted driving law in Washington makes it illegal to hold phone while driving. That's good. It's a problem. Distracted driving is an issue. Don't look at your phone. Don't drive. That's what I say even more. Just don't drive. I don't hate it, but I think it's I like that I don't have to do it every day. All right, listen, I'm going to go have breakfast with my friend Mike Kaplan, and I'm going to FaceTime with Jacqueline and all that shit. So, you fucks, I'll talk to you mañana. You heard? Yeah, I'll be here again, and then I'm going home, going back to New York. So I'm taping TV tonight, so you'll hear about that tomorrow. Isn't that fun? Canadian TV. Oh, God bless this country for putting me on television. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.